Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Allegedly with me, Matthew Cole Weiss.
And I'm Theo Vaughn.
And today we have one of my best friends in the world.
Oh, God.
Who also happens to be an actress and a guest on our show. Mm-hmm. But who knows more about me and who even was the first person I came out to.
Yeah.
Or I thought you were going to say came to.
Stop it.
Really, Theo?
I didn't
really?
Know who it was going to be.
Okay. That doesn't make sense in any sort because...
It doesn't at all.
It doesn't make sense because you know me.
Let me guess who it is.
Okay.
I love how immediately he's back in. No. Okay.
He wants to play so bad.
Yeah, of course he does.
This is the voice.
So we're each going to guess real quick. It's the lovely Miss Maggie Lawson.
Yay!
Very, very, and very beautiful.
Maggie, who you know from... Seriously, I was looking at your IMDb. We're on everything. And there was a time, too, when you were, like, on all the, like, the 90s shows, like Step by Step and ER and all those sort of things.
I did a few, yeah.
But now, I'd say most well-known at the moment for Psych.
Yeah.
And which you have a movie coming out. The Psych movie coming out.
December 7th. Yeah.
So she was on the show, Psych, for years.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
That's like, where I was when you called me, by the way.
Oh, when I came out to you?
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I came out to Theo.
Over by that restaurant.
Wait, what?
We read over.
Over by Babalu off
you
of
know,
Montana.
You know, there's just certain things your friends tell you at certain times. Like, you're never going to, I'm never going to forget that moment
exactly.
Or where I was.
I thought he was going to blow me or something. I was like, I just came for dinner. I have no clue what was going on.
He's right. He was very awkward when it happened. He's like, okay, what do you want me to do about it?
Do you remember where you were?
I don't know what
I did. Was it Cali Chicken Cafe?
No, we were standing outside of Rough Montana on the corner.
But we had just eaten, like, at...
I didn't
Cali
know what
chicken
to do.
Or whatever. Anyway.
I just put my
you
finger.
You went through a whole dinner, knowing that you were going to tell him that.
Like, yeah.
I just put my fingers in his mouth. I didn't know what to do, so I just set two of my fingers in his mouth, and I was like.
And we've been very happy ever since.
Oh, are we doing points yet?
Yeah, it's up to you.
I'm gonna.
Is that negative?
That might be a negative.
What? How?
I mean, it's a good joke.
Okay, well then, how is it negative? I love how a good joke in LA is negative.
You're in the negative already.
Oh,
nice. Hang on.
For telling good jokes. That's a perfect example of today's climate. Yeah,
I got to tell you, Theo, this is a hard hill to climb because Maggie and I have a very, very strong friendship. So
that's fine.
Neptitude.
If you want to even be in the running, you've got to bring your A game today.
Neptitism, dude. I'm not bringing my A game.
Neptitism?
I bring my B game. Neptitism.
What is neptitism?
That is when you have dreams at night about Neptune and you show up to a podcast and people are being nepotistic.
Oh, okay. There you go. So she was on this show, Psych, for how many seasons?
Eight
seasons, and then it stopped.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It ended. Yeah.
I don't know if it got canceled or ever ended.
Yeah, we just sort of, it was
stopped.
8 years. It
things
like,
stopped.
Yeah,
but now they're back together, and they're doing a TV movie, which is a Christmas movie, but not really, but it comes out Christmas time-ish. It's Christmas-y.
A Christmas movie. Yeah.
So it comes out December 7th. The whole gang is back together.
The whole gang.
Wow.
And what can people expect from the movie?
A lot of the it's like a Psych a little older and a little more mature and it's like Psych on crack. It's
really?
Like yeah,
on
it's like,
crack or on fiber. Like how old are the people?
On Metamucil?
No, I just mean it. Like it's like all the Psych references. We have a lot of guest stars that are back. We have a lot of we do a lot of 80s references in the show. Like we try to touch on everything that was like a favorite during the run of the show. Mm. So we feel like Psych fans will be. Hopefully, very pleased. But we also hope we want to leave them wanting more because we're hoping to make a lot of these.
Really? Okay.
Oh, yeah. This is like the first of many.
So has that happened before? Like a TV show just like stopped and then went into like success in like TV movies?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe we'll be the first. Unprecedented.
Well, that's crazy. Right?
Not Baywatch. I think that movie didn't do well.
No.
Baywatch.
But that became a movie.
But that became like a
series.
Big screen.
Yeah.
But we're like supposed to make sort of multiple for USA.
Oh, nice.
USA.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah,
so it's specifically kind of for that audience. It's not trying to be something it's not really.
No, but it's a good,
nice.
Yeah.
And she's a detective on it. Or
I'm a detective.
Detective.
Have you ever seen?
Yeah, of course I've seen it. I saw it in the early days. It's been a while, but I saw it in the early days. I've seen it at your
points
house.
Points for me.
Thanks.
I've seen it.
Thanks. All right, Theo, you're back to zero.
Boom, 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 boom,
I'll tell you
boom,
what my favorite
boom.
Thing that... That Maggie has ever acted in. She did this wonderful short film that I saw once. She played Wonder Woman. It's called A Date with Diana.
Oh, and I saw that thing.
It was so
somebody
good.
Somebody sent that to me, dude.
She was like, Wonder Woman was like a nymphomaniac, like racist, chain smoking.
Yeah.
And was there a gay man in it?
No.
I think a gay man directed it.
Yeah.
A gay man did direct it.
One of the best directors of our century.
Yes, and you know what? I really appreciate it because I feel like he really, like, he knows, I know him, and I think he knows me really well, and I think he really tailored that role for me.
I think he did, too.
Yeah.
I
We're talking, of course, about...
A
P.
Hey, you were talking about me. Yeah. Theo, you knew that, right?
Yeah, yeah. I've seen it.
That's all you're gonna say.
I saw it. Hey, it was good. I watched it.
Yeah.
By the way, it was good. They had good uniforms. Remember, you know, Wonder Woman uniform.
Oh Jesus, that's the worst thing to say. Is
what are you talking
walk
about?
Out of a movie and say the costumes were great.
Wow. Dude, I
just. And by the way, not even say costumes. Say the uniform.
You. What is this?
It's not a costume to Superman. It's a uniform. Okay, Superman. It's his job.
To Superman, it's his uniform.
I get that. Well, to Wonder Woman,
Wonder
I guess
Woman
it
as
is
well.
Too. I
yeah, but to the actress,
it.
it's a costume.
But to the actress, it is a costume. I feel like it was a uniform.
But everybody, it's immortalized on Funny or Die. You should go check it out. Because
dude, sometimes you ever lay in bed and wish that you could be helping people?
Yes.
Well, now that's exactly what you can be doing.
Why?
Yep. With over 10,000 five-star reviews, the Leesa mattress is in a league of its own when it comes to combining quality, innovation, and making a difference.
And I think what you're trying to say is for every 10 mattresses they sell, they donate one to a mission or a shelter.
Yeah.
So you're helping people while you're sleeping. And not only are you sleeping, but you're sleeping very comfortably. I have my Leesa mattress. Mm-hmm. Life-changing.
Really?
Yeah. It is so comfortable. Mm-hmm. And what's so great about it is it's easy. It gets delivered to your house.
Yeah.
In this like box. Mm-hmm. It's easy to take out and mm-hmm. to set up. And
it's fun to take out.
Yeah, it is. It's like a little activity that you could do. And then it's easy if you want to move too. Because like when I've moved before mattresses, I got to schlep the mattress. It's easy to just go buy another from Leesa and just have it shipped to your house.
Oh yeah, that's a good point. Sell the one you have and then just have another one shipped already there. Leesa's universal adaptive feel, I think that's what you're talking about, Matt. It includes 3 premium foam layers, 2 inches of Avena foam, 2 inches of memory foam, and 6-inch dense core support foam.
Ooh, but what I really do love is their social impact program. It's a really cool thing because you're helping other people.
Yeah, it's really, I mean,
doing something that you would do anyway.
Right. You're going to lay there anyway. Why lay there on some piece of junk that doesn't help anybody except the company that made it?
And they have a 100-night home trial. So if within 100 nights you're not happy with it,
yeah,
you just send it back.
Send it back. Think about that. At the very least, you get 100 nights of sleep. Good sleep.
That's true.
Get that sleep. And you can send it back if you don't want it, but I promise you're going to love it. And as with anything in life, luxury does not come cheap, but at Leesa, it's not ridiculously priced. This mattress compares with brands that cost thousands more, but Leesa's price starts at just $525.
And we have a special offer. If you go to Leesa.com, that's L-E-E-S-A, Leesa.com/allegedly, then you're going to get an extra $100 off.
Ooh.
Can you believe that?
That's crispy.
And if you even do it between now and Black Friday, you get a free pillow.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, and a pillow is even a bed for like a baby if it needs to be.
That's
so if
true.
You have a baby or a small animal.
Wow, you're just thinking very pragmatic of you.
Or a turtle.
Or a turtle. So everyone, check out Leesa.com/allegedly. Get your mattress today. Support our podcast. Support your back.
Yeah, support your back. Support someone. Do good for yourself. Leesa.com/allegedly.
We had a great time. And our friend Derek Richardson.
Derek Richardson.
Yeah. Rest in peace. Did he pass away?
No. What?
What am I thinking of then?
Negative. I don't
Derek
know.
Derek somebody.
What are I don't you know.
A different Derek. This kid named Derek is no longer with us. Not funny.
I bet. So how was your detectiving in real life?
Well, I just saw the Murder on the Orient Express, and I recommend that you just take an Amtrak. You'll see much better crime and way cheaper.
Oh. Well, I liked Murder on the
you
Orient
did?
Express.
I did.
Dude, the Hercule, the worst casting, dude.
What are you talking
about? What do you mean?
The casting was bad.
Judi Dench was fantastic.
She was. I thought she was the best.
You didn't
the
like?
Hercule, he was just boring, kind of.
Kenneth Branagh?
It was boring.
Did you know the story? Did you know the
ending?
Yeah,
I've read the book. I love the book.
Yeah, okay.
I was just disappointed.
I love a good train story, though. So
it made me want to go on a train.
Yeah, it made me want to go on a train, but I don't want to pay $50,
yeah.
You know? I'm not paying $30 to get inspired to go on a fucking train.
I'm taking a train this weekend.
Are you?
Yes, well, I am.
To where?
I'm taking a train from Philadelphia to New York City.
Oh, well, if you want to fall asleep, watch Murder on the Orient Express while you're on the train. If you need
I'm
a good
going
rest.
To see Dulé Hill's play.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know, awesome. Go see the Weisses.
I should go. I have to get to New York, but I'm
really going to Philly on like Wednesday.
Oh, really?
That's crazy.
We're going to have to explain P at some point.
Yeah, so P, she calls me P.
Yeah, and he calls me P.
And I call her P.
Oh.
Yeah.
It stands for Poop Muffin Magoo.
But you have to give, like, where, what, why? What were we doing that...
Go for it.
Okay, so P and I were in a bowling league years ago.
Very cool.
Very, very cool. We were very good. You're very good.
Yes, that's one of my secret talents.
Is he really?
No, he's
my dad
really,
was a
really
semi-pro
good.
Bowler.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah. So we had to come up with a fun name for our team, mm-hmm. our bowling team. And I don't know who came up with this name, but it really stuck. We were the Poop Muffin Magoos.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And then over time, we called each other Poop Muffin Magoo, and then that was just too much. So then we started calling each other just P.
Aww.
So now we're just P.
I don't have nicknames with anybody.
I don't.
Well, you're an adult. but I do think that it's you know, it's kind of interesting, I think, and it's nice to see you guys enjoy each other's company.
Yeah, we do. So I want to ask, how are your detective skills in real life?
I know you were coming back.
I'm really
to this.
Curious.
I think I'm a pretty good detective. I have some anxiety in my own life, which leaves me a little paranoid.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I do like I like to do detective work. When
okay,
I
since you play okay. a detective.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Look at Theo and tell me, gay or straight?
But I know. Oh. But see, me being a good detective, I can see through that well.
Yeah,
that
he's putting
look
on
in
a,
here, honey.
He's putting on a you... like a gay look, which is
look in
me
here,
think...
honey. There's nine bad boys standing behind my eyeballs eating Skittles. So yeah. You go on and guess it.
Is this every day?
Yes, this is every day.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
So the correct answer is there. Awesome. We don't know yet.
We don't know.
Right,
oh.
Theo? We don't know yet.
Dude, if I'm going to be gay, I already told you guys. I'm being gay when I'm 70 or 80. All right? I'm not dating any of these creepy
you
fucking men.
You did not tell me that.
Town.
You were like, oh, I already told you guys. What does that even
mean?
Yeah,
well.
And by
80?
The way, this, that saying, as you get older, because you've been saying that for quite a while now since I've known you.
Yeah.
And now you're getting closer to 70,
yeah.
So it's becoming more
a
reality.
I still have 33 years to not be gay and to meet a woman and have a family and enjoy myself.
Stop it. You can have a family without a woman.
But I'm talking about an original family.
An original family.
The OG family?
Well, I mean, yeah. Not a new family.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And
look,
scene.
Just because I don't want to be gay right now, you guys give me a cut me some slack.
Anyway, let's talk about
I'm
Maggie.
Sorry.
Yeah, can we talk about me?
So Theo, you know I have a lot of problems, right?
Yeah.
And I've been in therapy for
how many years, honestly?
18 years.
Dude, at some point it's you. It's just you, dude.
It's definitely me. But whatever's gonna help.
You're right.
And so I am in therapy now, but I also started something else. It's this awesome online therapy thing mm-hmm. that is new called Talkspace.
Yeah, I've heard of it, man. I've heard of it, and I'm certainly curious about it. I think it's one of those. It's one of the new online apps, sites that has me most curious right now.
And what they do is they bring therapy. Anybody can use it, and they make therapy accessible to everybody because it's affordable, it's confidential, it's very convenient, it's licensed too, so it's like a legit sort of thing.
Yeah, and I mean, if we're talking of, you know, if you can have a regular communication about business on FaceTime, then why couldn't you do it about therapy? And sometimes you need therapy when you want it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and that's one of the biggest things. Like my meeting is at Monday on 1, Monday at 1 p.m.
Well, mine is every 15 minutes I try to call someone else. They're like, please stop using our site. But it's really cool because you text, audio, video message with your therapist as mm-hmm. much as you want.
Your Talkspace therapist can listen to you vent about work or family, you know, explore your relationship issues, and just help put you on the path to a happier life when you want it.
And what I really like is they make it easy to connect with a therapist who's just for you.
Right.
Like they pick the right therapist for you.
Oh, really?
So it's not like, I mean, trust me, I can't tell you how many hours I've spent with shitty therapists over that just wasn't a match for me, you know?
Yeah.
Because I've seen more therapists. I've had more therapists than I have had relationships.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it definitely seems like that.
but
to sign up or to learn more, go to talkspace.com/allegedly. And as our special offer for our listeners, you can use our coupon code allegedly to get $30 off your first month and show your support for this podcast.
Yeah, that's a big thing. We love you guys supporting our podcast. It means so much to us. But this is also something that I really believe in. And I think that everybody should have access to therapy
yep.
because it has changed my life.
I agree with that 100%. So try it. You know, if you're having a tough time, try it. Get a month. Try it. Save $30. Use allegedly at talkspace.com/allegedly. It's therapy for how we live today.
So P.
Yeah, P.
So the Psych movie.
Yeah.
You Psych fans are
psyched.
They're psyched, but you have a rabid fan base.
Rabid.
What is that about? Why are they so? I mean, there's like, what do you have a name for them? Like psych fans?
The psychos.
The
psychos.
Really?
Yes, that's cool. They're the psychos. Yeah.
What? Why do they embrace it so much? What is it you think?
I don't. You know what? I don't know what it was like originally, because like we were still trying to figure out what the show was going to be when it first started.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I think Monk was the only thing, like, we were following Monk on USA. And mm-hmm. so there was a little bit of this, like, nerd culture thing that was happening. Mm. And because of our references and because of, like, you know, we were just a bunch of, I mean, James and Dulé are, I would say, you know, they're a nerdy little duo. Mm. And I think that people just, I don't know, connected with, embraced them, love the 80s references. It's a light show. I still run into people that are like, you know, I've watched the entire series and now I'm watching it with my kids. Mm. And I love that, like all these, you know, people, generations, families can like still enjoy the show and watch the show.
That's
so
awesome.
And
that
people was a are really like good, still discovering it.
That's a good answer. That's very true.
That, yeah.
It is an accessible show to a lot of people.
It's light. It's like, yeah. It's bouncy. But it's interesting. It's easy to follow. But, you know, you don't feel like you're watching, like, it's not mindless. Like,
right.
You know, it's like, it's fun. That's it's well really done. Fun. Yeah.
So how does that compare to some of your other works, such as Home Improvement, Felicity, Party of Five, Step by Step.
So deeper
really?
Stuff.
Boy Meets World.
Oh my God.
Boy Meets World was pretty deep.
Boy Meets World was.
Who was that guy, Mr. Gustafson or whatever?
Really...
I think you're watching a different show.
The little closeted man that was the teacher. What was his name?
Mr. Feeney.
Feeney.
He was not a closeted man.
Feeney.
Oh, Feeney. I remember
Mr. Feeney.
Feeney.
Yeah,
right.
All the fellas remember him around town. Feeney was definitely never married.
He did
Marine.
He lived next door to them, which was I did think was a little bizarre. But
yeah, okay.
Oh, he did. That's right.
He was. It was very strange.
I was a blind. I was a setup for Ryder Strong. Who we also know.
Uh-huh.
Who is and that date ended up not working out. But the girl he met because I was so horrible to him, I think ended up being his love on that show.
I see.
I was mean.
You also got to make out with Justin Timberlake years and years ago, right? You did like a movie with him, Model Behavior?
I did. Oh, P, you're going way
I'm
back.
Bringing it all back. One of us does research and one of us doesn't.
Were you nervous about that?
Yes and no.
Was he a good dancer?
I think he was more nervous than I was.
Really?
Yeah. Because, like, he was, I think it was one of his first acting things. And so he was, you know, and he had to, like, we had to, like, kiss and there was, like, a whole romantic scene. He is the nicest guy. He was so sweet. We had a really good time.
He, you know, my story with him, with you, right? Mm-hmm. I saw him at an event that I took a porn star to.
Mm-hmm. A man porn star.
A man porn star who got drunk and wasted. Ugh. Anyway.
As a date?
As a date, yeah. It did not go well.
Matt's dating porn stars off the internet, so.
It was not off the internet. I met him in person.
Matt's dating porn stars.
This was years ago.
Even worse.
Oh, I do know about
that. And I went up to Justin Timberlake, and I said, hey, I'm a fan, and I also know Maggie Lawson, and blah, blah, blah. And he was so sweet. Oh, tell Maggie I said hi. And then the drunk porn star came over and said, why did you fuck over Britney? And I was like, oh, my God.
What?
And Justin was like, what? And then the porn star proceeded to take off his shirt and get kicked out of the event. So
now
it was
here,
not my highest.
Did you leave
highlight.
And take the porn star home or no?
No. He left and I never saw him again.
And you hung out at the event? You tried to apologize to Justin? Yes, you did.
For sure. Not only did I apologize,
how
I was just like, I don't even know this guy over and over again.
Oh.
But the best thing about the story.
That was Keith apologizing.
And then he was like, okay, go
bothersome,
away.
I'm sure.
The best part about the story is the reason I took that guy to the event because he was a huge Madonna fan, right? And Madonna was going to be there. And so he got drunk and did whatever and peaced out. As soon as he left, Madonna came. Mm. And I got to see Madonna, and I was like, you fucking didn't even get to see Madonna.
Yeah.
Anyway,
had a good
so
night.
That's my
Justin Timberlake story.
Maggie-related story.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
cool, man.
But he was
no,
very
we had a
flattering.
Good time. Oh, well, the feeling was mutual for sure.
But you were also in Two and a Half Men.
Oh, you were?
Yes, I was.
Oh, I love Two and a Half Men,
yes,
dude.
Two and a Half Men was a blast.
With Paul Reiser. Paul, what's that guy's name? Paul Stroyer.
Paul Reiser? Are you thinking
Reiser.
Of Mad About You?
Mad About You, one of my favorite shows
no,
ever.
No, My Two Dads. That's what I'm thinking of.
Oh, my
Not the same show.
My Two Dads, so good.
Just two and two and a half. The numbers is what threw you off.
I got
huh?
it. I
two
got
and a half
it.
Men, not as good as My Two Dads, for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, My Two Dads was pretty
oh,
great.
Oh, yeah. With the girl from...
Stacey.
From Step by Step.
Oh my, yes, that's right.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It all comes back.
And had that mustache. Who was the dad with the mustache? The underrated dad who was kind of...
The underrated
Evigan.
Dad. Yeah, Greg Evigan.
Who played my dad in a pilot. Actually, no, that show went. We had like six episodes.
Maggie has done... a lot of pilots.
She's a Jerry female Jerry O'Connell, they call her.
Wow. Theo.
Did you ever do a pilot with Jerry O'Connell?
Back in the negative. No.
Oh, come on. That's a good joke.
I love Jerry. No, he's very
Jerry's
sweet.
Jerry's the best.
He's very sweet.
The best.
We've had him on here. Yeah. He's awesome.
Yeah, he's awesome.
But you have done a lot of pilots.
I have done a lot of pilots.
Shows that have gone.
And look, that's not a flight attendant joke. We have a lot of flight attendants that listen, and that's not a crack at them.
No, well, they're not pilots. They're flight attendants.
But you said I've done a lot of pilots.
Yes. Oh, sorry. Oh. I hate it when I have to explain my jokes to the director.
That was bad.
I was with you, Theo.
Thank you.
That was bad. So, a lot of shows.
And shows that went like a season and out. Yeah.
How do you get... You've been in this business for a long time now.
Yeah.
How does that not get to you when a show...
Oh, it does.
When you do a pilot and it doesn't go. Or you do a show and it does a couple and then it goes away or
whatever.
It
totally does.
How do you get back on the horse?
I think you just keep telling yourself, like, whatever they tell you about. Oh, the ratings. We don't know why, you know, the ratings were not great. Or, like, whatever reason that they give. Of course, you still take it personally when something like that happens. But I don't know. I think you just... I don't know. For me, it would take, like another project to just get excited about. And then I'd be like, all right.
Do you go into it now going, like, not expecting the world?
For sure. Like, you have to do it. Like, everything is like a grain of salt. It's just sort of like, oh, yeah, this is an opportunity. Cool. But
and that being said, you're also doing the Santa Clarita Diet.
Yes, I did the Santa Clarita.
It's a show on Netflix with Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very fun. I did that with Joel McHale. I did Great Indoors with
Yeah, you were on the Great Indoors.
We played Love Interest a couple times now. Yeah.
Yeah. And then... And
The Ranch I've been doing this year.
With Ashton Kutcher and Danny Masterson and Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott.
Yeah, who is Sam Elliott.
I was just going to say,
I bet you he's right up your alley.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Theo likes the gruff dudes. Like he loves, like, Michael Landon is his...
Michael Landon, not gruff at all.
Yeah, no.
Michael Landon.
No.
Clean cut.
No.
Well, he lives on a farm.
He didn't live on a farm. He worked out there. He was a director.
That's pretty gruff.
Dude, what do you mean you like?
I'm sure he's in a trailer.
Like as just like as a, I oh, like, Michael like Landon, you want to be Michael Landon.
Oh, I just think Sam Elliott's good. Yeah,
he's fantastic.
I mean, I think that shows The Ranch is pretty good. The Ranch isn't bad, you know?
No, The Ranch is, it was good. I really enjoyed working on that show.
What's Drew like?
She was exactly like you would think. She is just warm and lovely. She works so hard.
Drew Carey's a man. Yeah. I met him. I had him dying laughing when I did the comment.
Really?
Did I have Gerard Butler laughing the other day? Did I tell you that?
Here?
Yeah.
You had him laughing.
Dying, asking about me after I'd already left, though.
Wow.
Wait, you did a podcast without Pete?
No, he was just up here. I was just performing up here.
Oh, right.
He was
up here.
Drew Barrymore, awesome. Love Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore, lovely.
I really want to hang out with her. Like,
Drew Barrymore?
Did we hang out? Well, we worked together. We have scenes. We play like rival realtors. No, we don't like hang out. We didn't like hang out.
Have you seen her feet?
Have I seen her feet?
Because that's hanging out.
Oh.
That's so weird you would ask that, because I was doing research on Maggie today, and you know you're like on Wiki Feet? Like you're in the top like 100 of Wiki Feet.
No.
There's like pictures of you and your feet all
that's
over
tarsals,
the place.
Dude.
That's creepy.
Oh, I'm a wreck just thinking about those tarsals.
That is so creepy.
Ooh, those bunions?
There's something called Wiki Feet.
Yeah.
Well, everyone knows about this?
First of all, lady, calm down. Okay?
I don't know how you haven't been trying to get on that site forever.
Well, let's ask Anthony. Anthony's younger and he does stuff on the internet, probably dirty stuff. What's Wiki Feet, Anthony? Are you in that?
Let me tell you all about Wiki Feet, bro. No, I don't know what the fuck Wiki Feet is. Wiki Feet sounds sweet, though. I'm going to check it out.
Well, check it out.
Let's see.
Now we know what Anthony's into.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What other wikis do I not know about?
Every wiki you can think of, Maggie. You're on all the wikis.
I'm on. What?
What'd you say?
Wiki ears.
There's wiki ears?
There's wiki ears.
There's wiki everything.
I don't trust Anthony. Are you on Wiki Feet right now?
I'm getting there, yeah.
How long is it taking you to get there, Anthony?
Okay.
Well, he's got to unbuckle his pants first.
You guys.
Wiki Feet. 8 letters, I think.
Here we go. Wiki Feet.
What? There.
This looks like some like sketchy ass like
no
Reddit
shit.
Site.
No shit, it's Wiki Feet.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know how they got...
Why would I feel good about this, you guys?
I don't know how they got these photos, Maggie, but they're just like zoom in on your feet like
there
at the
go.
Beach.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wait, did you say at the beach?
It looks like it looks like you're like laying
what
down.
What are my why are there photos of me at the beach?
I had to sell them to somebody.
Yeah. I'm happy you don't have your shoes on at the beach. That's weird.
By the way, her feet are on the table right
who's
now.
Who's taking pictures of my feet at the beach? I want
there's
to know.
There's celeb feet archive as well.
And who's on there? Can you name a couple of names that are on the Wiki Feet there?
Let me see. Well, they got Celebrity of the Month, and then you can just go.
Just name some names, Anthony. Names of
just
people.
Just make them up if you don't see them, pal.
Yep.
Okay. Vanessa Hudgens.
Probably.
Yeah.
Look at one of them.
Don't want to see. Okay. I know what this website is. I know exactly what this website is.
Jesus.
Oprah, is she on there?
No.
Let's see if they got Oprah.
Oprah at the beach?
Oprah has a wonky foot. She's got an extra six toe.
Yeah, that's Stedman.
This is taking like...
Name some names. All right. All never right, mind, Anthony.
I don't want to know about these feet. The I don't want to know about WikiFeet.
But you have lovely feet. It's a flattering.
But I can't unknow about WikiFeet now that I know it.
Ask Jeeves is not that good of a search engine.
Yeah, it probably isn't, Anthony.
Thanks. I don't know
welcome
what that is
either. Welcome to 1992,
either.
Anthony. Jesus.
Yeah, dude.
Dialogue.
Anyway, so one of the other things that Maggie's did that I didn't even know is that you were like a reporter on a local news station when you were like 10 years old.
Where did you find that?
I even watched the videos. No, I didn't.
I was like, I want to see those. That'd be cool.
Oh, no. I did. I was from the time I was 10 until the time I was about 16.
Wow.
I was like a little local news host on our
did you
Fox
get like
station.
Weird fan mail?
I don't think so. I never got any mail.
Do you get weird fan mail now?
I don't know, because I don't know. I don't see it. Like, I don't know where it goes. Like, no one knows where I live, right? So I guess it would go to, like, the psych.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure people write in the psych.
I haven't seen a lot. I don't know. Maybe it's different now that everything is, like, digital or, like, you can reach people.
Theo,
like,
do you get
I don't
fan
know.
Mail at all?
People tweet. Sometimes I'll get something.
Do you get
sometimes
real
I'll get
mail?
Something forwarded,
yeah,
every now and then.
Oh, I've had, like, photos sent, like, asking for a, you know, an autograph.
Yeah, asking for an autograph or somebody
like,
writing something weird or
yeah.
Somebody stole some shit one time at a party one time that I had. I don't know. But nothing like I'm sure like she gets.
Somebody like, wait, you were like hanging out with someone?
And they stole something and then why did
what?
They
well, I remember
you?
Then somebody sent a note later. I just had a big party one time. It was a couple years ago. And I guess somebody had been there and stolen something. And then they wrote me a letter.
That's not fan mail.
And said, I have some of your shit. They said, I have some of your stuff. You'll never get it back. And here's the thing. I couldn't tell what they took.
They ransomed your random shit?
Yeah, and didn't tell me what it was. What a fucking idiot.
If you didn't notice, it couldn't have been that bad.
Yeah,
that's what
Lord.
I'm thinking. And I wanted to write them back and tell them. But then I was like, well, at least take shit from me that's I know about, but then it's in a return address.
Wow, crazy.
I just can't live like
I
this.
I can see little...
I just can't live like this. Yeah, life is so hard on you. I'm
it's
sorry.
It's tough. I see you, little P, at 10 years old as the news...
I was an enthusiastic news host, yes.
Were
I
you
was.
Like talking about like local stories? Like the
local
ducks
stories.
On the pond or whatever.
The ducks on the pond.
I don't know. Like whatever was local.
Yeah, yeah. We did local things. We would do like little spots about, you know, Halloween candy being unsafe and, you know, things like
every
that.
Every story.
For the kids.
Every year.
Every, same story. Yeah, we had fun. I interviewed some fun people in my interview, my little journalism days.
That's cool.
Chris Cross, I interviewed when they
wow.
came to
the ones
Louisville.
That'll make you jump.
Cross is dead. Cross
yes,
died.
I know.
No, he didn't.
It's really
yes, he
sad.
Did.
Yes, he did.
Oh.
He did, dude. Jesus.
Well, he ain't jumping no more.
Wow.
Ooh. I want an apology.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's some negative points. If we're doing points,
we are doing points, and the Lord is doing points.
I don't believe in him.
And that's
I'm
minus one. Well, that's fine. And we'll visit you out there off the interstate whenever you die.
Okay. Thanks.
Sounds like a blast.
Now, P, you've been in this business and in this town for a long time.
A while.
So you must have run in, you must have met every celebrity there is.
That's a, no, actually, I don't feel like I've met a ton of celebrities.
Or even seen them.
Sure, I've seen celebrities. You're the same, P.
No, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, I've told my stories.
Oh,
I want to hear
oh,
your stories.
Oh.
This is an interview of you.
Oh right, okay.
We've heard Matt's stories.
I don't have, like, celebrity stories.
Yeah, I know you have. I know we used to know Josh Groban.
Josh Groban saved my dog's life.
Yeah. I was
Josh
there.
Josh Groban saved my dog's life. You were there.
I was there.
Really?
We were in...
We used to be friends with Josh Groban. It was,
really
cool.
He couldn't breathe and he sang into its lungs?
He's so
No, but that was cute.
Finally do
Josh
something decent.
Josh, this was like... He was
so
famous,
lovely.
But he wasn't...
Oh, he was mega famous.
He was famous.
He was mega
back
famous.
Then he was famous.
Yeah.
He's not as famous
now. So how'd he save your dog?
Well, we were out in Malibu, remember? We used to go out there like on weekends. We would... there was that little private beach.
Yeah. I used to have such a cooler life. I really did.
We used to go out there like almost every weekend. I know. Yeah. And I don't know how we got access to this beach.
We had the key to Little Dune.
Probably illegally. But yeah. Like we had the key to Little Dune, which is this beautiful little beach in Malibu, and you can let your dogs off leash. So I would take my dog, my beloved Tristan, who
passed away
a few years ago. Sorry. Yes. This is her little paw on my wrist. I have a tattoo.
You have anyway, a real, you have its paw for
it's okay. I knew you were going to say
dehydrated?
That. No.
What? Dehydrated?
Well, a lot of times people keep a rabbit's
no,
foot,
I have
eagle
a tattoo.
Claw.
Yeah, I know, but the term is not dehydrated. They don't take the water out of it.
Yeah, they do. You see a wet rabbit's foot? That's disgusting.
Okay. It makes a good point.
So
that does make a great point. Thank you, Anthony.
We were throwing football, and there were other people
you were
throwing
football or a football?
A football.
Conjugation is not for everyone. Don't judge her.
That's how I would say
throwing
I get
football,
it.
Throwing football. A football. We were playing throwing football. I don't know.
Matt knows nothing about sports.
Anyway, that's true, but I think you were... we were all involved.
Yes, we
and
were.
There was another group of people throwing a tennis ball, and a tennis ball went into
that
the
sounds
ocean.
Even gayer. It was like two dudes throwing a tennis
no,
ball
they were
by
like,
the beach.
It was like kids. Come on.
Okay, well, I didn't know it was kids.
Theo, come on.
So
no,
the...
if I see two people throwing a tennis ball by the beach, dude, something's that's askew.
Fair enough. I guess it is a little odd.
All right. I'm sorry I didn't clarify.
Yeah.
No, it's
go.
Like I saw three dudes one time ball? In a hot tub throwing a frisbee back and forth.
Yeah.
And let me tell you this, they were gay gentlemen.
And okay. Let me tell you this, he was one of the dudes. But Theo does have a great hot tub story.
Yeah.
Like that little kid with the
you
little
do.
Kid.
Oh, some kid tickled me in a hot tub one time. And the police tried to get me. He tickled me. And he's trying to get that sex check. He's trying to get that touch.
Was it on a cruise?
Yeah, it was on a cruise.
All right, fair enough. We're talking about Josh Groban now.
Back to Josh.
Yeah.
Who saved my dog's life.
Yeah, tell us how, please.
I'm sorry, is this really long? I tell really long stories. He'll tell you this.
6-minute story. We don't know anything.
The tennis ball goes into the ocean. Tristan goes after the tennis ball. It's like it happened in slow motion. Out of nowhere, this like rogue wave comes along, takes Tristan. Tristan is now underwater. English bulldogs cannot swim.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. And all of a sudden, like, Josh is like diving into the ocean. He pulls Tristan out with like one hand. His poor cell phone was in the other hand, and it died. Mm. But Tristan.
Wow. Tristan he had fine. A little Sophie's choice there, huh? The phone or the dog?
Very Dunkirk.
I was like, oh my God. He didn't even think about it. Like yeah. He just,
he's a sweetheart.
He's a wonderful,
he's
wonderful
He's one
person.
That like I've run into since. Yeah. And he knows that I worked at TMZ and all that. And he's still nice to me. And he doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
You know, and he's very cool.
He's very, very sweet. Yeah.
He sounds like
that's
a nice guy.
That's a
great
story.
It's a great story. Josh Groban saved
your
dog. Saved Tristan's life.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah.
I just made me think of a funny story. When I first moved here, I was not out of the closet.
No.
I lived with Maggie.
Oh, yeah.
Maggie and I lived together.
Oh.
And one 4th of July, I think it was my first 4th of July here, Adam Shankman invited me to Laguna Beach.
That's Alan Shankman's brother, isn't it?
Yeah.
Eric, Alan, Andy.
Yeah.
How many Shankmans are there?
Mandy?
7. It's all the same.
It's one of the Shankman boys.
Yeah.
Invited me to his party at 4th of July. And if you know anything about me, I'm a very, like, I don't like to be outside of my own bed. And I'm in my comfort zone or whatever. So
okay.
I went and I ended up staying the night. Not with Adam, but with a bunch of people. And Maggie was very concerned about my well-being because it was very unlike me. I was very close to calling the police to find out where Matt was when in reality I was in Adam Shankman's gay shack.
Were you out there doing an orgy or something?
No, but that's where I met Danny from the real world,
mm-hmm.
New Orleans. And that was one of my...
He's a handsome guy.
Ugh. Ugh.
Did you guys make love or not?
Not love.
Oh, you did a little bit of oral, huh?
I didn't know this was like
a
sex
woman present.
Thank you.
Let's just say this.
No, but
did he rescue your dog out of his ocean?
No, but Pete, it's how long after that? I mean, because I was very aware of I wasn't going to push you to come out or anything, but after
you knew
that,
he was gay though.
After that
Did
trip,
you feel?
I was
yeah. We all knew.
Yeah,
it was like holy shit, Matt's still gay.
My mom didn't. She got me a birthday cake for 16 with Bette Midler's face on it.
She knew. If she didn't know, then it must be hard to really to trust her.
Yeah, that's true. So that was, that's
I was very concerned for you. I remember
was I was too. Yeah. That's when AIDS was big.
Oh, yeah. Stop it. I wasn't didn't grow it wasn't in the '80s.
Oh, my bad.
But thank you for your concern. By the way, you know what P does that is very awesome is she has a foundation that she works with. Because animals, dogs, pets are a very important part of her life.
They are. Thank you, P. Yeah. I started a foundation with my partner, Jude, who was someone I met because she's this amazing dog walker. She has this great business. And she basically was, we were talking one day about, you know, sort of sharing this dream of having a rescue 501c3 of some kind where we could rescue animals, have a sanctuary. And then we also knew that we wanted to work with kids. So in like 2013, we just, we decided to start developing it. By 2014, we were a full 501c3 foundation. And then we, through rescuing animals, we've developed a program where we go in and visit schools who, well, School on Wheels, they tutor homeless kids downtown. We visit the Good Shepherd. They house women and children who are victims of domestic abuse, and in school programs as well for kids who are in very, very high stress situations. So now we use the rescues in a in a program, and it's beautiful. It's like the animals and the kids sort of help heal each other, and through that we hope that sort of ends or helps to end the cycle of abuse that these kids may have been
very cool.
Exposed to. Yeah,
and it's called Tiger Francis.
Tiger Francis Foundation. And
Allie Bree asked on social media, "How did you come up with the name?"
They're actually Jude. Jude's first two rescues were two cats, and their names were Tiger and Francis.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I also want to say, Brucey Cat is missing. I just saw an Instagram post yesterday.
Wow. Brucey Cat
is still missing.
Who's Brucey Cat?
Yeah. It's near Tahoe. That's all I know.
can we help find Brucey Cat? See, now I'm going to go now, into hysterical mode.
Brucey Cat is missing. I got tagged in it. Next thing I know, I'm fucking on there. I'm like, where the fuck is Brucey Cat? And people are like deleting my comments.
And wait, and he's still missing? Oh, this is so sad.
Maggie's going to not be able to sleep now.
Well, he could be on vacation. It's Tahoe. You know? And he's a cat.
What's ironic about me and Maggie is I don't do pets. Well, I don't like them, and I lived with her.
Uh-huh.
You haven't yet, dude.
Uh-huh.
I lived with her with a pet.
Yes, you did. Yes.
I lived with a chow. I used to share a room with a chow.
Really?
Yeah.
With a child?
A chow.
Oh.
Not chow. An Asian guy.
Wait, I...
But still. But that's tigerfrancis.com, guys, where you can support that and check out.
Tigerfrancis.org.
And see what they're doing.
Yes. We'll just
take that one out. Tigerfrancis.org.
But if you go to tigerfrancis.com, you will hopefully be redirected to tigerfrancis.org.
I hope so.
Somebody better do it.
Yeah, somebody. Yes.
So, Jude.
Wait, Pete, though, did I hear you recently say that you might be open to...
Yeah, I did say it. My shrink says I need to get a
adopt
pet.
Adopt an animal?
Yeah. My shrink says before you get a kid, you should get a pet.
Yep. No gerbils. No.
Gerbils are great.
Yeah, but gerbils are also kind of a lonely kind of creature.
You think I'm Richard Gere?
Yeah, see, that joke went over all of your guys' heads.
I got it.
That joke was so
bad,
I just couldn't even acknowledge it, really. But I will say this, guinea pig, a better animal.
I've eaten guinea pig.
Oh, Pete.
Well, then there you
go. It's a delicacy in Ecuador.
Minus one.
Definitely.
And I was with it. What? I eat cow.
Huh?
I've eaten crocodile.
What else, huh? Just open your mouth and run down Highland, why don't you? And while I'm talking about it, my cousin got bit on Highland by a gay man, actually.
Really?
Yep.
It's a fascination with the gay man. He doth protest too much.
He got bit by a gay man on Highland.
Hold on, because this is where you guys, the part of this podcast, is like telling stories and us trying to figure out which ones are actually, or used to be, right? I don't know if we're still doing that.
On Halloween.
I don't know about all these stories.
Well, you can never know with Theo in general.
Okay.
On Halloween, my cousin got bit by a gay man dressed up like a baby deer on Highland.
Well, the details just, now I can't help but believe it.
Yeah.
Can I ask, dare I ask, why this gay baby deer bit your cousin?
I don't know. I was hoping maybe you had heard something from the streets. Maybe you had word because this man flew out of the hedges dressed like a baby deer and bit my cousin, a Filipino guy, big quads, big legs.
Wait, now he's a Filipino guy with big quads.
Well, he's still a man.
Yeah, okay. Well, I just like how your stories get more detail as we go on.
Yeah, that's called describing something. Jesus, you guys
I hope
are
your cousin's
retarded.
Okay.
Sorry.
Is he okay?
Huh?
Is your cousin okay?
He'll be fine. But I'm just saying they're snacking on straight men off a Highland. Somebody is. And I don't think it's right.
This is for me.
Happening?
I need to know what you're writing in your journal
My name in a box. And I wrote Halloween. and a box too.
And a lot of stars.
And Tiger Francis, some stars.
Okay, thanks, Matt, so what kind of animal are you getting then? What kind of pet are you getting?
Yeah, what kind of pet does Matt
What kind
need?
Of pet are you getting, Matt?
Oh, they want. He says I should get a dog.
Is that what you want?
No, I don't want any pets.
What
well,
do
our
listeners think you
I grew
get?
Up when my dad wanted was a failed veterinarian, and so we had
wow.
every pet in the house from a boa constrictor to hedgehogs to African grey parrot, and they all died.
Failed veterinarian.
No wonder.
Oh, I get it. No, so you were like.
You had some crazy barbecues.
Phil, I guess maybe there was emotional attachment at first. But
if you had your Punxsutawney, Phil, I say you get a groundhog. That's what I say.
That'd be cool.
That was not a good one.
But they're cute animals, and they're very easy to keep.
No, that's not true either.
I don't think so.
It could be true.
I don't.
You know what is true?
What?
That you can get a.
Why are you counting your hand, the amount of words that you're saying?
Because I was only going to use 5 words right there.
Okay.
You can get a.
You can say any fifth word.
No, I know what animal it is. It's a cat. You can get a cat.
Wow.
And they can stay at home for 3 days by themselves.
Get a turtle.
I'm a cat right now.
You're not getting a turtle, dude.
Come on, Matt can get a turtle.
No, but the whole point of it is that I have to learn how to take care of it so that it prepares me for a baby. A turtle, you just put lettuce in there.
You cannot feed a baby lettuce, dude.
Turtles are awesome. We have a turtle.
They are beautiful.
Oh, you do?
Tiger Francis has a turtle.
Like a tortoise or like a little turtle?
Little turtle.
It's a rescue?
It's a rescue.
Yeah.
Jesse's a rescue.
Wow.
Jesse the turtle.
What else do you have?
Turtle. We have an iguana.
Yeah. I have met said iguana.
Iguanas are beautiful.
Have you met Buttercup?
I have.
Where
I
did
think
you?
Buttercup the iguana.
Where
did
your house?
Wonder how it's doing.
Oh, no, I saw pictures of it.
Jesse
very,
the turtle.
Very different.
Oh, yeah, I saw pictures of it.
Yeah, Princess Buttercup, that is the iguana. She's huge. She was found with a deformed jaw, unfortunately. Oh. So,
really?
Yeah.
Don't.
We had in our neighborhood growing up, we had a, they had some type of lizard that had like a, cystic fibrosis or something.
See, we would take in, we get called, you guys, we've had like squirrel, we have rats that we take in to visit the kids. They love them. We have cats.
Rats eat babies too in a movie.
Wait, wait, I don't mean this to be like mean at all.
Yeah.
But if they're
rats
in like,
are amazing.
They're like in like inner city, like kind of slums that like, really?
Yeah, you're gonna a lot bring of them are in MS-13 too. A lot of them are in
gangs.
They want to like see another rat?
These rats are like adorable.
Oh, God, I don't know.
But you should see the kids' faces. That's what makes it all worth it. They like love it. They like crawl all over the kids.
Oh, my God.
They pet them and they love it. It's like your worst nightmare.
See, Maggie is, and I wonder if you're someone, have you had pets?
I've had some guinea pigs, and I grew up selling hamsters and guinea pigs. I grew up in a hamster breeding area.
Okay,
so I've had a lot of pets, and I got attacked by dogs on my birthday, and I got attacked by two cats on my birthday too once.
So you're probably scared.
Hey, you have great memories.
You should come to our Tiger Francis house and
that
hang out
shelter?
With
no,
and hang out with the
animals. Jesse the turtle.
They won't be like that.
Yeah,
you're gonna love
sweet.
Them after.
Rats, really?
Rats.
Yeah, rats.
They eat babies in that movie, 101 Dalmatians.
That's now you're just saying words.
No, that's
like,
a real
the
movie.
Sense
Anthony,
aren't even making sense
Anthony's
anymore.
Italian. What happened, Anthony? Yeah.
The rat. I don't remember the rats. I remember the
exactly.
dogs. I remember the Dalmatians in that movie.
Yeah.
I don't remember the rats.
Fine then.
I remember
selective
Theo,
memory.
Are you someone who would let a dog lick your face?
I would maybe kiss a dog if I've been around it before. I'm not going to kiss a dog
I
the first time that I've
seen it. You couldn't pay me.
Then
see,
you
then
should definitely
yeah.
not
you
get
got
a
issues.
Dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to get comfortable with other things and other critters. And
well,
other
that's
things.
True too.
Yes. A turtle.
I don't like people touching me really either.
Yeah.
But
well, there you go.
True.
So it's a lot about vulnerability. You got to learn to be vulnerable. So I think getting a pet probably really would help you.
Does your shrink know that you're, you know, not an animal person?
Oh, yeah. He knows.
All right.
He knows. No. I know the answer. I'm not going to ask him.
What is the answer?
Nothing.
What is
nothing.
The question?
The question had to do with have you dated celebrities?
Well,
I know the
know
answer.
If I
but
name
I was thinking,
one, will you tell me who?
But I was thinking of ones, not the ones that people know. So
oh.
I was thinking of others. I just remembered a story.
You remember a story?
Yeah, I remember it too.
Of someone
I think you were trying. They were you were trying to get set up with this person who might be a host.
Ian Somerhalder,
reality show.
I was trying to get set up with a host.
Of
American someone
Idol.
Who was supposed oh my god
Seacrest?
Well that was a setup that was like
that was a setup
that
wasn't
was
a
that
game.
Never happened
oh you didn't Stop you talking. Never hung out
no oh
yeah you went to a baseball game or something
no
Oh my gosh, Pete.
See?
That sounds like a cute story.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't a setup. No, he just kept saying you look like my little sister.
Oh.
Yeah, what are you?
That's not hot.
Are you talking about Ryan Seacrest?
Yeah.
Yes. No,
no,
he was like
he
a
wanted
doll.
To jump your
it
bones.
It was not romantic.
I don't believe
you
that at all.
You are spreading lies.
But
we did. We went to an LA Kings game.
See? I knew it was baseball.
No.
That's not baseball.
It was really fun. He introduced me as his sister all day.
Did he really?
Yes, because we look similar, and he got a big kick out of that day.
All right,
so,
fair enough.
Yeah, I'm sorry, P, but I don't think it wasn't like a setup situation.
I've been telling everybody it was.
That's fine.
Now, what about...
But I bet you, like, aside from, like, you know, I might not even know the answers, but I'm sure you've been hit on by actors in the past.
Yeah, I I mean, look, I've been in a lot of relationships, so, I mean,
yeah,
I've
but have
like,
you been, like, has Leo hit on you?
I don't think so, no.
But people like that?
You're just digging.
I am digging. I'm just very just curious.
What about Van Wilder?
Van Wilder, Ryan Reynolds?
Well, I had
have to say yes to
I
that.
Had a...
Right?
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds, beautiful man or woman.
I've met Ryan before.
Gorgeous. Ooh.
Very, very sweet.
What about Ian Somerhalder?
Not like that.
No.
I haven't met Ian. I don't know Ian. You guys are good, though.
No.
No. I had a childhood crush on Fred Savage, and then I went on a date with him.
You had a child with Fred Savage? Write it down. Write it down, Anthony.
I was so young,
you went on a date?
Was
wait, wait, was this
sweet.
During the, like, when?
Oh, this was so long as my...
When you were acting with the brother?
No. This would have been...
What are you singing?
What are you singing?
The Wonder Years theme?
Are we boring?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Sorry.
Oh, he's just... No, he was like... he's such a sweetheart.
Oh,
I love him. I love him. That was... Yeah, I think I was maybe...
Stop it. She's
I'm
talking.
Just trying to look at
you're setting the mood.
What are you, like, trying to trigger something?
No. Yes.
Like, I mean, come on.
A little bit of background music. A little Cat Stevens might get the freaking...
Cat Stevens? It's Joe Cocker.
Who cares? I'm trying to help.
It's close enough.
Thank you, Anthony. He gets it.
Wait, do people just come on here and say, like just they just like out all their like?
No, we're just talking though.
Just talking.
This isn't crazy.
No, trust me, people say a lot worse.
Yeah, you went on a date as children with Fred Savage.
I was young. I was very young.
That's cool.
Like 18.
And was Paul jealous? That's what I want to know.
Paul Pfeiffer? Was that his name?
Pfeiffer. Anthony won't know.
No, Anthony was
I don't even
like,
know what the hell you're talking
Wiki
about.
Wiki Pauls. He's on Wiki Pauls right
on
now.
Yeah, he's on Wiki Feet
stuff. Was that cool? Were you excited about that? I would
Yeah,
been
he's a doll. He was very sweet. I was just like, yeah, I was so awkward and like, I felt like I was so socially awkward when I was, especially when I like first got out here and like started working. So when people like would hit on me, I would be like, I don't know what this is. And
have
then
you
I,
run into Weinstein type situations over the years?
I've had, I think everyone has had
really?
some
and you
encounters.
Just like just know that it's part of the game.
No, I mean it yeah, unfortunately I think it is part of a culture, but I think that it is I don't think it's ever just like, oh, okay,
this no is, not okay, but like,
yeah, unfortunately it's it almost not that it becomes normal, because it's never that, but I think it just you sort of get into the like it almost becomes more difficult to fight than to, you
interesting.
Know, yeah. So yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have been in situations like
that. I believe
that.
100%.
Yeah.
I put people in those situations. No, I'm just kidding. I do not.
No, you've put people.
I've never.
I could imagine a little.
No,
bit.
It's like,
I would, when I was directing and stuff, like, of course the thought like, oh, I wonder if I could get this hot actor to come in and maybe like, never give them a part and hook up or something, but I would never do anything aggressive.
No.
The goal would be like, hopefully,
not,
oh,
Pete.
They would
stand
like
stand by
me.
The door and shake. Yeah.
No, I feel like in some ways I feel lucky. I feel like anybody I've had an issue with, I've dealt with them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's
so
good.
They know.
Theo, are there any skeletons in your closet?
No, I remember somebody, like I had one of my first managers set me up with like an agent one time who was like, who was a gay man who was trying to get some blow and go party, and I didn't want to, you know. Mm. And he seemed kind of like, I don't know, like pissed off at me about it. Kind
yeah.
of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I guess that made me feel like probably a little bit, you know.
I had a little
weird. They had a producer that invited me to parties a lot and stuff, and then would like always walk me out to my car and stuff. And in hindsight, I think maybe that was kind of weird, but I don't know if it was, you know, it's probably just basic kind of shit. If he's an older gay dude and I was like 19, you know. this is probably semi-regular behaviors. I mean, I think people do some of that stuff in all walks of life.
Yeah,
you
that's
know?
True.
Oh, I don't think it's just our industry.
Yeah, I don't think it's just our industry.
No.
Is that why you get freaked out when I walk you to your car now?
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
No, I do get freaked out when you're in the back seat of my car when I get in. That's weird.
That's a little weird.
Surprise!
Pete, I know you've had experiences.
Yeah,
like
I've
that
had
too.
Experience, and I'm yeah. actually, like, they're starting to bring down one of the guys that I had an experience
Vatted,
with.
Whatever the Vinette? Vettin?
No,
oh, Adam
Vettin?
No, no, no.
The Terry Crews, right?
No.
Well, I heard that Terry Crews is that the agency asked Terry Crews to come forward with the story so they would have more room to get rid of the guy.
Wow.
Because they wanted to part ways with him.
I wouldn't put anything past anything in this business, for
yeah.
sure.
Well, that's the thing about this business. Sometimes I'm like, it's so, like, on one hand, it's so, like, you know, there's just so much hypocrisy. It's like everyone acts like everything's one way, but then at the same time, there's all this dark shit going on that's
disgusting.
Of course,
and everybody is complicit in it in some way. Like, you right. know, that's the other part that gets really, it gets really
And that's why it's
really
all, like,
tricky.
Crumbling right now.
Yeah.
Because it took one, like, domino, and now it's all kind of falling. All right, well, any more questions, Theo?
Well, yeah.
No, look, I have, it's been a pleasure just to spend time. I know that you guys are really close, and you always talk about Maggie, and it's just a nice to spend time with her.
I love this person very, very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's pretty great.
Oh, okay.
Would it be great if she was just talking about Anthony?
Anthony, who's printing
the glass.
Off, who's printing off pictures of your toes right now?
Jesus.
It's trending.
Anthony is measuring your ankles right now on the internet.
Oh, God.
But that's not
that's
crazy.
No.
It's almost better for people to be doing that than to be out in the streets, I think.
No, look, I mean, I can't, whatever.
Yeah.
To each their own.
To each their own.
Look, to each their instep. That's what
yeah.
I said.
Oh, my God.
So,
guys.
Okay, so everybody.
Wait.
So funny. That was so
Psych
funny.
Psych.
Go
movie.
See, watch Psych on December 7th.
7th.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they'll replay it over and over and over again.
Yeah, they mm-hmm. will. They will.
And
yeah.
watch Dule Hill's show this week in Philadelphia. Where's that at?
It's in Philadelphia. He's in a play. He's playing Nat King Cole.
Wow.
Yeah,
we've had so. Dule on. Oh, you weren't here.
I wasn't here.
Oh,
yeah.
Dule.
Man, I wish I could have
I
guessed yes. it. That,
yeah, we've had yeah. a lot of the cast of Psych on.
No, just two.
Have you
yeah?
had James yet? Or,
nope.
Okay.
We had James?
Nope.
No, we haven't had James then.
We've had guest stars.
All right.
We've yeah. had some of the guest stars.
Really?
Yeah.
So
watch Psych. When does Santa Clarita Diet come?
I don't know. However, you know how Netflix like releases a season? So whenever the season 2 of Santa Clarita Diet is out. Yeah.
And you have no idea.
And like, The Ranch is the same, I think. That's just out. And then I don't know. I don't know the date. I should know the date. I'm
and
sorry.
Everybody go to tigerfrancis.org.
Tigerfrancis.org. Mm-hmm.
Jesse the Turtle. You can see what he's up to.
You can. Yeah. You can send Jesse the Turtle a note if you would like.
Oh. Okay. Here's our last round.
Okay.
We each have to write a little note to Jesse the Turtle.
Okay.
Okay? So where do we start?
A haiku.
A haiku. What
just make
haiku?
It shorter.
What's a haiku again?
What is a haiku?
A haiku is Anthony.
Anthony has the Anthony has the internet, but we'll be guessing.
Hey, this modem's slow.
So wait,
no,
where
no,
do we stand points
a,
wise? We're pretty
a,
even right now.
I don't
now?
Have any. Yeah, so I think we're all pretty even. Mine's so lame.
Well, it's a haiku to a turtle.
We'll see. That's a good point. Okay, so well, I'll do it, and then Mags,
yeah,
you will have to pick between Theo and I whose is better.
Okay,
but let's start with Maggie's.
Mine is just gonna be like
a heartfelt.
It's like a yeah.
Okay,
it's like a little love, but it's also you know, Jesse eats too much sometimes. So
oh, okay,
Jesse,
Theo, we're listening.
Jesse,
mm-hmm.
you are dope.
Jesse, you are dope.
But stop. That is too much lettuce.
Okay.
Jesse, I love you.
I'd stick to your day job. Okay. Theo, you want to go next for me?
You can go.
All right. Oh, Jesse, you turt. With shell of many colors.
Okay.
Good luck with the rats.
Oh.
Yeah, that right? That was
it's
good.
Good.
All right.
Okay.
Theo.
Dear Jesse Turtle. You are safe now, baby boy. You will never be soup.
Bravo.
And that goes out to every turtle, too. If there's any turtles out there that can hear me,
shout out.
Yeah, blow that turtle alert whistle that we have in the back that only turtles can hear.
Oh, Theo, oh, man, I really like that. I really did.
Yeah, well, I'm fucking funny, bro. Thank you.
Should Theo win?
Yeah, he
probably
should.
I mean, it's your call.
I was going to say it's a tie, but that feels lame.
Yeah, ties are lame.
Theo wins.
Oh. Wow. 20 years of friendship just brought to its knees. Brought to its knees. Maggie, thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, you guys, thank you. Thank you.
You are a sweetheart.
Oh my God.
Continued success, and we really appreciate your time today.
Thanks.
And I'll see you soon.
I'll see you very soon.
All right. All right. And Theo, thank you. And Anthony,
thank you. Thank you, guys.
Yep.
Thank you.
See you next time.
Let's get a pic of her feet outside.
Oh my God. Stop it.
Oh, we can edit some feet in. Anthony,
trending.
So creepy. Okay, bye.